USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In his statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the death of General Qasem Soleimani should be welcomed.
We should welcome his death and its complication of Tehran's terrorism industrial complex, but we must remain vigilant and soberly prepare for even further aggression.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on Capitol Hill, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the airstrike endangered U.S. service members and diplomats' lives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In July of 2019, Jeffrey Epstein, already a convicted sex offender, was arrested and charged in sex trafficking by federal prosecutors. On August 10th, Epstein was found dead in his federal jail cell in Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office ruled Epstein's death a suicide by hanging. Dr. Michael Bodden is one of those who believes that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The forensic evidence released so far, including autopsy, point much more to murder and strangulation than the suicide.
A major U.S. auto manufacturer is reporting its 2019 sales. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company reporting a 3% drop in its U.S. sales for 2019. Fourth quarter numbers down by 1.3%. Truck sales for Ford, though, are up by 9.1%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top 10 movies at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still number one at the box office this weekend, grossing $33 million. Over 3 weeks, it's grossed $450 million. Number two, Jumanji, The Next Level, with $26 million. The literary classic Little Women is at number three with $13 million. The new scary mystery movie called The Grudge coming in at number four with $11.3 million. And practically tying it at number five, Frozen 2 still on the charts. An overall total for Frozen 2, $450 million. The animated feature Spies in Disguise coming in at number six with $10.1 million. Knives Out, still there at number 7 with $9 million. Uncut Gems at number 8 with $7.8 million. And the movie about Fox News, Bombshell, with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And the Broadway musical Cats, remade into a movie, is at number 10 with $2.6 million.
And the NFL Network is reporting that former Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy will be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.